Chapter 22. Lysander. Iron, death, gold.
Spitfire, 20 minutes!
Pyther's voice blares through the Lightbringer, along with the droning sirens that attend an imminent launch. The Praetorians roar as I enter the main hangar with my drop sentry, Ajax, Kyber, and Rhone's old guard, Marcus, Drusilla, Demetrius, Antonius, Coriolanus, and 91 more elite dragoons. Starshells lift their arms in salute. Blocks of dragoons boarding assault shuttles wave their heavy rifles. I am not Apollonius, so I do not ape him and exhort them to feats of valor. I set a tone of quiet professionalism and stride down the busy corridor with my entourage. Of the 43,000 men and women of the Praetorian Guard who have returned to me over the last 9 months, all have been dedicated to this assault. With them will go the two house legions I raised on Mercury.
"Octavia would shit herself," Ajax says. Ajax's armor is black with golden skull pauldrons.
He wears no leopard cape today. It would not survive what's coming. He looks and sounds far more at ease in this setting than I ever will. I fear my dread is written on my face for all to see.
"Why aren't you shitting yourself? You're risking everything on a gamble."
"So are you," I say. My voice sounds calm, at least.
"Just my life," he replies. "If this fails, you lose your reputation, your army, your new ships, and your chance at the morning chair. Oh, and your line goes extinct."
"You forgot about my bank account."
"Already extinct," he says.
"Operation Polyphemus is a sound strategy," I say. "If it wasn't, then Helios and Apollonius wouldn't have supported it."
"Why not? It's your head you're sticking in the lion's mouth. If it gets bitten off, they don't have to follow."
"You think they wouldn't?" He chuckles. "The twins were my idea."
"And the Rim's weapon," Ajax says. "I came to make sure you don't die, not lie to you."
"Right. Well, whether in ruin or victory, I'm glad you're here," I say. He grimaces at the dragoons who eye him with suspicion.
"You're the only one. Astounded Flavinius let me on board."
"He works for me, not the other way around," I remind him.
"Long as he knows that," Ajax mutters. "Praetorians are an uppity breed."
Rhone might have squadrons of centurions micromanaging the pre-assault preparation, but he's still barking himself hoarse, flying back and forth down the lines.
"It'll be a hard break and drop. Mouth guard in, Stravinius. Do you want to eat your teeth? Shellman, chug your prep juice and get to the tubes. Don't inject till the yellow light. Aquilifer, shine that dragon. You want to know who's killing them or not? You fight for Luna today. I want that dragon spotless. Boomer boys, you'll be following the drill as soon as they hit 50 meters. Centurions, straighten those lines. I want this tight."
Greys peek at me as I pass, their eyes not on my shining gold armor, but the snow-white cape that flutters behind me. Each hopes their unit will receive the charmed cloak. Rhone nods to me as he buzzes past overhead. His men expect him to receive the cloak. He knows better. Politics aren't limited to the rostrum of the 200. Still, he grimaces as I approach the outsiders in the hangar, my red Helldiver Corps, and doff my cape. As I crossed the hangar, I saw them suffer the spit and curses of the armored greys stomping past. They are small men and women, but they are hard as old leather. Many are exiled Martian gammas I leased from Lady Bellona for this operation. Others are votum miners from Mercury. They kneel, and I motion them up. I keep my tone conversational. "My friends, for too long your loyalty has made you lepers when you should be hailed as patriots. Today you avenge yourselves for the persecutions you have suffered. You avenge the gammas who are butchered in the assimilation camps. Operation Polyphemus relies upon you. So does our society. You are the foundation upon which all else is built. I see that. Help me make others see that, and we will make a society better than the one we were given. I expect this back, Goodman. I wrap my cape around the shoulders of their head talk. The man trembles with pride and looks up with a fierceness I've scarcely ever beheld.
Be brave. Be steady. Now go, sons of Gamma, and dig us a path.
The small reds roar like lions and rush to climb their drills. 200 of the machines fill this hangar alone. I walk the line, giving words of encouragement. At the base of each drill, berserkers in heavy armor take mushrooms from their centurion, alone peerless for every 10 berserkers. Most of the goals are novus homos, new men, young killers desperate to make their mark. Lured by my name, my games, and my evocation of a more honourable past, my promise of a brighter future, and the hopes of elevation, they flooded to me after my speech in the Colosseum, eager to render service and apply all their skills toward the reclamation of Mars. They are expendable, so I prepare to spend them. Wisely, I hope. Following their berserkers up the ladder, they salute nobly from the top rungs before sliding into the carry pods and sealing the hatches. Win or lose, I will not see many of them again. As the notice lights on the ceiling flash yellow, I fall in with my drop sentry and rush to our tubes to let the oranges fit me into the loading rack. Roan lines up to the loader to my left. I grab Ajax as he heads for the loader to my right. Today we show Atalantia we are not her pets, I say. He looks wounded.
You think that's why I'm here? Lysander, I couldn't give two shits about you standing up to Atalantia.
Then why? I ask.
She killed your parents.
His voice deepens with raw emotion.
I saw it in her eyes. She orphaned you. That is unforgivable. Family does not do that to each other. So, we are family now, you and I, and family sticks together. Come ruin or victory.
He bumps my forehead with his own.
See you in hell, little brother.
He loads into his spit tube. I load into mine, belly down, head first. I ratchet into the firing chamber. It is dark, echoing. It has not vented pressure yet. I do not feel alone like I did the last time on Mercury, but still I feel sick. I pop my helmet and retch. There are stains down below, old retch stains, from Darrow's hard-nosed rain veterans. That consoles me. I can't wipe my mouth. My arms are locked in. I feel a moment of panic. I order my helmet back on with a voice command. I try to find the mind's eye. It evades me. I'm terrified. I don't want to die. I don't want to be here. I have to be here.
Noble thoughts flee. No more peacemaker. No more politician. No more feeble seed. I am iron. I am death. I am gold. Spitfire, 10 minutes.